From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Liz Shaper is reporting for the Greenville Pioneer. Certain veterans in Greenville School District can expect to see their tax bills decrease now that the Board of Education has adopted the Alternative Veterans Exemption. The board approved the exemption on a vote of 4-3 at its October 15th meeting. In the past, the veterans tax exemption applied only to county, town, and village taxes, but under a 2013 law, school districts in New York were given the option to authorize the same partial property tax exemptions for military veterans. School districts may offer up to a 15% reduction in assessed value on property owned by veterans who served during a time of war. They can receive another 10% if they served in combat zones. Veterans can also receive an additional reduction based on their service-related disabilities. Unlike the school tax relief or STAR program exemption, the alternative veterans exemption does not get reimbursed by the state. So what qualifying veterans do not pay is passed on to other taxpayers. According to Greenville officials, district-wide, there are currently 411 veterans who would qualify for a wartime exemption of 15% of their assessment. Of those, 120 veterans would also qualify for another 10% off for serving in combat, and 63 would qualify for 50% off their assessment for a service-related disability. Read the full story in the Greenville Pioneer. Jeanette Wolfberg is reporting for the Columbia paper. Columbia and Greene counties introduced their addiction recovery coordinator, Danielle Holtling, at a media event October 23rd. Holtling is responsible for coordinating all information from public, private, and non-private courses for those who suffer due to substance abuse. Beth Schuster, executive director of Twin County Recovery Services Incorporated, said, and I quote, "This will make it easier for people to go to the web and accurately identify and find the services they need," end quote. Holtling will report to Michael Cole, Columbia County Director of Human Services, Maggie Graham, Greene County Director of Community Services, and Schuster. Hiring an addiction recovery coordinator was one goal of the Columbia Greene Addiction Coalition in response to the opioid abuse crisis. The two counties will split the cost of Holtling's salary. Holtling started work October 1st. She was previously employed by Project Safe Point, a harm reduction program in Albany, where she was lead case manager. Holtling is from Columbia County, but now lives in Greene County. In 2017, legislators in Columbia and Greene counties developed the coalition with the, and I quote, "support, direction, and authority of both," end quote, county legislatures, as well as Cole and Graham as co-chairs. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Greene Media. Some Catskill residents took to Facebook last week to voice concerns about the state of West Bridge Street. In a post October 26, resident Eric DeLange enumerated three safety issues on the road between the Uncle Sam Bridge and the Department of Public Works building, namely a damaged storm drain, a hollow tree stump in a sidewalk, and a fire hydrant wrapped in a plastic bag. The Village Department of Public Works and the State Department of Transportation made repairs last week, DeLodge said. He said, and I quote, "The village cut out the hydrant, the DOT filled in the hole from the tree stump, and ordered the parts for the storm drain," end quote. The Catskill Village Board of Trustees felt obliged to address the Facebook post at its meeting last week, largely by lamenting the public's general lack of engagement. For his part, DeLange said he intends to continue attending meetings to remind the board to spread the wealth to all of Catskill, not just Main Street. He said, and I quote, "I want them to remember Catskill is larger than just Main Street. Hopefully, it's not the last time they visit West Bridge Street," end quote. For future concerns, Seeley requested residents forego posting on social media and instead file a complaint with the code enforcement officer. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting Dutchess County Executive Marcus Molinaro, October 29th, unveiled his proposed $502 million county budget for 2019. The spending plan includes the same property tax level and county tax rate as previous years, he said in an address made before the county legislature. Molinaro said county sales tax revenue is expected to increase by 6% with the growth of hotel-motel funds. Tourism marketing will be increased in the coming year, Molinaro said. The county is continuing its economic development expansion, which feeds the local economy. He also noted that Dutchess County enjoys a AA-plus bond rating, the second highest rating in the state. In addition, county job growth has outpaced the state rate over a 12-year period while unemployment continues to decline, Molinaro said. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXE website, WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.